It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Monday, May 8th, 2023. I'm Derek Gilbert. Please remember Skywatch TV's virtual conference, One World Rising, is available for instant access. Access for 90 days to 24 cutting-edge presentations, and as a free bonus, all 6 Skywatch Films documentaries. Details coming up on how to access it coming up after the break. Topic number 5 today, Turkey. What we used to call Turkey, as we wait for the other shoe to drop after the alleged assassination attempt on Vladimir Putin last Monday, an attempt that the Kremlin is blaming on the United States, we see tensions continuing to grow between the United States, NATO on one side, and Turkey, a NATO member, on the other. Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlüt Çavuşoğlu on Sunday said the U.S. had asked Turkey to send Ukraine the S-400 air defense system. This is a top-of-line anti-missile system produced by Russia. Turkey bought this from Russia several years ago. Turkey has refused, and therefore the United States has launched enacted some punitive measures against Turkey, including suddenly refusing to sell Turkey the top-of-the-line F-35 fighter. Çavuşoğlu was asked if Turkey wanted to get back into the program, if it would somehow negotiate with the United States to get access to that fighter. Çavuşoğlu said, no, Ankara does not want to return to the program, but rather wants its money back. It is, however, negotiating a $6 billion deal to purchase more F-16s and upgrade packages for Turkey's existing complement of F-16 fighter jets. Topic number 4, death in Texas. 2 tragic events on Saturday. At least 7 people killed, multiple injured, after a car struck a group of people outside a migrant shelter in Brownsville. The driver of the Range Rover SUV, believed to have intentionally plowed into pedestrians waiting at a bus stop outside the Ozanam Center at 8:20 Saturday morning. Police arrested the driver. FBI Border Patrol called in to investigate. No identification released as of this recording on Sunday afternoon. Later in the day on Saturday, a gunman shot and killed 8 people, including children, at a shopping mall north of Dallas. Hundreds of people evacuated from the Allen Premium Outlets Mall. Eyewitnesses described a gunman just shooting indiscriminately at passersby. The ages of the victims range from 5 to 51, according to a hospital spokesperson. A police officer on an unrelated call killed the gunman after hearing shots. The shooter, identified as 33-year-old Mauricio Garcia, reportedly dressed in tactical gear, armed with an AR-15, 5 other weapons found in his car nearby. Both of these events immediately became political footballs. And I'll be honest, I struggled with how to frame these stories. And it occurred to me that it would be very easy to weigh in on one side or the other of both of these events. But I think that's what the principalities and powers behind the scenes want. It's very easy, if you are a keyboard warrior on social media, to take a side on one of these events, just waiting for the next tragedy, the next loss of human life, the next multiple shooter, so that you can weigh in with some pithy and biting comment on race or immigration or gun control. But there are survivors whose families have been shattered by these events. As Christians, we need to step back from all of this and just remember, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, cosmic rulers over this present darkness. There are people hurting because of this, and people who will hate, and hatred is being stirred up in the teapot that is social media. Let's not compound it. Let's not pour gasoline on this fire. Let's remember who our true opponent is. They're in the unseen realm. And by compounding hatred upon the pain caused by these events, they win. Let's step back, comfort the grieving, and remember who our true opponents are in this spiritual war. It's not people with different political views. Topic number 3, gold-backed digital currencies. As long as we're talking about Texas, the state government in Texas is working toward the launch of a digital currency that's fully backed by gold. Unlike other digital currencies that are essentially backed by nothing, just the promise that there's only a limited number of whatever coin you're dealing in, This one would be backed by gold held by the state of Texas. Representative Mark DeRossio introduced this bill on March 10th. It has since gained 43 additional sponsors. Last week, Tuesday, there was a formal meeting and a public hearing set today, Monday. This proposed legislation mandates the state to create a gold-backed, easily transferable digital currency, authorizing Texas to partner with a private company to make this happen. Once it's established, the state would have to hold a specific amount of gold equivalent to the total value of the digital tokens in circulation. And in addition, the state would be allowed to charge a fee for issuing or redeeming digital currency to cover the administrative costs. But it remains to be seen how this will impact global economics. But it certainly would be a step toward heading off the creation of a central bank digital currency. It may also lead to a showdown between the state government and the federal government, because ultimately the creation of a federal central bank digital currency is definitely on the horizon. Texas leading the way here. Let's see other states follow suit. Topic number two, the digital debt. As long as we're speaking about the digital realm, artificial intelligence has really exploded into the public consciousness here in 2023. And soon enough, AIs will allow us to create digital versions, believable digital versions of our dead relatives. The mainstreaming of artificial intelligence in 2023 has taken place at breathtaking pace. Even for those of us who've been watching this for decades, there is chatter that people might want to begin saving voice recordings and videos of their loved ones, compiling writings and texts, allowing programmers then to create a digital version of one who is passed on, using machine learning to create a digital facsimile of our departed dead. An MIT project on augmented eternity and swappable identities already in the works. At minimum, it could be what Michael Sandel, an influential ethicist and political philosopher at Harvard, calls a virtual immortality chatbot. Virtual immortality. We're getting into questions here with AI as to what it means to be human, and this should not be left to Silicon Valley to decide. At this point, the only ones who are really having these conversations are people without a biblical worldview, researchers in this field. As Christians, we need to take the conversation beyond what constitutes personhood and who owns intellectual property after you die. I mean, for example, Sharon and I, we got more than 1,600 hours, probably way more than that if you include all of the Skywatch TV recordings that we've done, in the public domain at this point, where somebody could take that and create a reasonable digital facsimile of one or both of us. Who would own that? And if it was an AI that was reasonably or could be argued to be self-aware, would it be a person? No, as Christians, we need to be concerned with whether our children and grandchildren will trust in these artificial constructs for immortality rather than the promise of immortality, resurrection into an incorruptible body contained in a book that most American families have never read. Coming up, what is that massive thing on the moon? That and details of Skywatch TV's virtual conference, One World Rising, straight ahead on 5 and 10.
There is an all-out war being waged on the minds of an entire generation of today's young people.
State lawmakers are now questioning how 70 foster kids can go missing.
They have convinced us in the West that children are a burden. Birth rates are below replacement levels just about everywhere in the Northern Hemisphere.
People would have to be utterly blind or insane not to recognize the current heartbreaking onslaught against our most vulnerable citizens, our children.
Children who have been thrown up against walls and locked in closets. Children who hide under their beds in fear and whose nightmares are real. Children who have been beaten with 2x4s, whipped with bicycle chains, and burned with cigarette butts.
Children living in foster care are 4 to 5 times more likely to commit suicide than those who are not.
An agenda to submit our current generation of children to a fate far worse than death is being carried out.
I was 5 years old. I was doing dishes. My mom was so mad. She had picked up one of the steak knives and shoved it through my hand and just walked away.
Who will stand in the gap for these children? These are real lives.
Item number one today, what is that thing on the moon's south pole? This structure reportedly weighs at least 2.4 million tons. 2.4 million tons, 4.8 billion pounds, if you want to figure it that way, measures more than 186 miles in depth and 1,200 miles in length. That's the area in blue there on the south pole. Researchers who made the discovery here in the U.S. guessing that the anomaly could be made out of metal from the core of an asteroid that smacked into the moon at some point in history, or oxides from crystallized magma. Lead author of the study, Peter James from Houston's Baylor University, wrote, "One of the explanations of this extra mass is that the metal from the asteroid that formed this crater is still embedded in the moon's mantle," end quote. Just to illustrate how big this thing is, imagine taking a pile of metal 5 times larger than the Big Island of Hawaii and burying it underground. That's roughly how much unexpected mass we detected. It's could be interesting for future mining operations, but it is bizarre. No doubt there are others with alternative theories as to what it might be. My personal theory, we've discovered Moonbase Alpha. You've got to be really old and really geeky like me to remember Space 1999 with Martin Landau and Barbara Bain. Anyway, SkyWatch TV's next virtual conference, One World Rising, serious business. We're seeing the infrastructure being created for the kingdom of Antichrist in the world around us. The good news is that our Lord and Savior saw this from the beginning of time and is already operating in infinity dimensions. So it's under control, but we need to be prepared so that we can explain what is happening to our friends and family members who may not understand how it appears that things are turning to chaos all around us. God warned us that this would happen. Don't miss SkyWatch TV's virtual conference, One World Rising. Speakers like Tom Horn, Carl Gallups, Ryan Peterson, many others. My talk is on the World Economic Forum's Great Reset Initiative, which is really not an effort to take us into the future, but to roll back the clock about 5,000 years to the days of Nimrod. Build back Babel. That's what they're trying to do. You can get instant access for 90 days from the time you sign up in full HD, as well as free access as a bonus to all 6 SkyWatch films documentaries. The website is defenderconference.com. That is defenderconference.com. It's just about camping season at Whispering Ponies Ranch. This is why we do what we do at SkyWatch TV. Everything we do, all of the offers that we present, it's to raise funds to operate Whispering Ponies Ranch. This year, working with Royal Family Kids, children in foster care between the ages of 9 and 11, but also Teen Challenge sending campers this year. And because of your support, we're able to do it without charging Royal Family Kids or Teen Challenge a dime. Tom Horn, Nita Horn, Joe Horn, the SkyWatch investigative team explain the work at Whispering Ponies Ranch on this week's program. You can find our broadcast schedule, skywatchtv.com/channels. You can watch it right now, Roku and Apple TV, if you've got the SkyWatch TV app for your set-top box. You can also watch it at our website, Our video content is always at skywatchtv.com, or you can check it out, our YouTube channel or our Rumble channel, rumble.com/skywatchtv, or better yet, download our videos to your smartphone or tablet. Skywatch TV's free mobile app brings it right into the palm of your hand, whether it's iOS, Android, or Amazon Kindle Fire phone or tablet, plus a bunch of other features as well. And we got links to the app stores at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.